All right. Good evening, everyone. It is Tuesday. I have no idea what day it is. It is Tuesday, July 10th at 5:38 Pacific time and 8:38 Eastern time. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the National Finance Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of this committee. Our secretary is R. Paul Martin from WBAI. R. Paul, if you would start us off by calling the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Barbara Wipperman. LaVarne Williams. Okay, that's eight.
Not sure she'll be here. She's in New York.
That's eight. We have a quorum.
Okay, and Arlene is here, too.
Okay, terrific. So we have an agenda, which is draft. That said, it looks like it's going to need some modifications. But let's start by sort of looking at the draft. It was sent out at 4:44 p.m. today to the Yahoo groups, and I will read it out loud for the stream. Number one, roll call. Number two, approve agenda. Number three, approve pending minutes. Number four, budget check-ins at all five stations. Number five, was Houston LSB approved budget? And Bill has just notified me the LSB is not going to approve it until last night. I'm sorry, tomorrow night, which means that we will need to have a discussion about whether we want to try to meet to approve that budget so it can go to the PNB at the open meeting or not. And that's up to us. So we'll turn that agenda item into, well, we'll talk about it when we get to the Houston budget check-in. So, R. Paul, why don't you just wipe it, and we'll talk about the timing for Houston in item four. Next item is motion on community events record-keeping, and there's an attachment that was sent with the motion and some appendix documents. Next item is check-in on the financial transparency document, which will be very fast because we're still in the meeting scheduling phase. Next item is a brief discussion of the audit. Last item is syndicated programs and fundraising, which may be fairly fast. It's just an unresolved topic from previous meetings, so I wanted to leave it on the agenda so we can decide if we want to deal with it, dispose of it, or whatever. So that's the draft. Again, you have it in writing at 4:44 p.m. today. And if there are any modifications above and beyond the one that I just did, which was to wipe out item 5, now is the time to throw them out there.
This is Ken. I always like to add review action items at the end of the agenda and schedule next meeting.
In this case, our meetings are scheduled second and fourth Tuesday for the whole year. We do need to have a discussion of it this meeting because that's not going to work this month.
Right.
But in general, we don't have to, but that's fine. Okay, so action items, next meeting schedule, so on. So, Paul, if you could put that on at the end. Any other modifications? Changes? Is there a motion to approve as amended? Come on, somebody.
So moved. Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Are there any objections?
I'm sorry. This is Ken. I was on mute. There was one thing. Just today, a bunch of emails were sent out with financial with documents attached. Does that relate to anything on the agenda?
Actually, there should be something on the agenda about interstation transfers, and it does relate to that. I think you're correct, and I think we should add that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Where you want to put it?
Let's put it before the audit discussion and after financial transparency.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I have a suggestion regarding a very brief agenda item, I expect. This is Campbell. I think that it would be useful to at least visit the notion of having forbearance agreements.
Forbearance agreements. Okay, we can stick it on this agenda at the end. It is going to be a fairly long agenda now with 10 items, so there's a vague possibility we may not get there and have to pick it up at the next meeting. If you can live with that, we can just put it on, and then it will carry over if we don't get to it. Is that okay?
Well, if I can just mention the reason that I'm interested mm-hmm. in this, is particularly because we're looking at relocating, and we're, you know, very close on several properties, and if we were able to get a forbearance agreement from one or more of our major creditors, that would help us
okay.
out. But the timing is
so like talk about
our
it tonight.
Huh?
What you're saying. So you'd like to talk about it tonight?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Where do you want to put it? I'm going to suggest maybe right after the motion on community events record keeping.
Okay.
Would that work?
Fine. Sure.
Okay. Art Paul, can you stick in something about forbearance agreements there?
Yeah. The other two things, the action items and next meeting, those go at the end, or?
Yeah. I think we may deal with the next meeting in the context of Houston, but if we don't, we'll deal with it at the end. All right. Well, at this point,
Tracy, you there?
While we have some dead air, let me just mention Campbell's present. I guess y'all have done the roll, right?
Tracy, are you there?
Tracy.
Oh, but we've already dropped him. Maybe it was her.
Those two beeps were her dropping out. So she'll be back in a second, I'm sure.
Or Paul, you want to leave?
Hi. Sorry about that. My phone X'd out.
Did we approve the agenda as amended?
Not yet.
All right. Well, Jim, can we take your previous motion?
And me.
Okay.
I moved to approval.
Okay. Okay. Any objections? Done. All right. That takes us to our pending minutes. I know we have a set from Jim Boyd, who sat in for our Paul last time. And I think we may have the previous set as well, which we might have postponed.
The June 12th. We have the June 12th, and Bill will have the June, 28th. So.
And Jim will have June 27th, yeah.
27.
All right, then why don't we do this? R. Paul, if you could take us through the June 12th, and then we'll have Jim sort of deal with June 27th. It looks like there's already one very small change to June 27th. But to go back to June 12th, are there any changes suggested for those minutes, or would someone like to move approval?
Move to approve the June 12th minutes.
Actually, I had one minor change, Bill.
Was that for June 12th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Real minor. In the budget check-in section for WBAI, it says the general manager continues to refuse to attend the local finance committee meetings because he has been disrespectfully treated at them in the past, and I assume the "at them" should be by them.
By them.
Like
actually, "at" is it. At the meetings.
At the meetings. Oh, I see.
Yes, at the meetings. Oh, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Hey, is there a way to write that, R. Paul, that's a little less ambivalent?
Okay.
At the meetings.
At the meetings. Okay, we can make it at the meetings. At the meetings in the past. Okay.
Okay. All right. Any other modifications to the June 12th minutes? Okay. Then we have a motion on the floor to approve. Any objections? Done. Okay. That brings us to the June 27th minutes, which Jim compiled and sent out quite a few days ago.
June 27th.
Are there, are there any modifications to those minutes? Is there a motion to approve? Okay. Any objections? Okay. And the chair asks our Paul if he would mind taking that document that Jim put on the Yahoo groups and filing it in the approved minutes folder?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then I will get it up on KPFTM at some point. I usually do 3 or 4 months worth of minutes at a time. All right. That brings us to our budget check-ins at all 5 stations. We can start east or west. Let's start east. Our Paul, why don't we start with New York, and then we'll just go in a geographical U.
A jagged U. All right. Basically, we haven't done much with the budget. We have, so far, looked at it for some short while, for a little bit, and the committee has largely complained that we aren't getting the ancillary documents, and we've had motions about that sort of thing. And so we have not really done much in the budget. We have simply looked at a little bit at the largest numbers, and we have some questions, and that's where we are.
Okay. I think we're going to have to meet prior to the end of July, because we're going to have to make some decisions about whether we're granting extensions or we're not granting extensions, sounding like to me.
I should probably also state, we are attempting to meet on a weekly basis, and we're going to be meeting this Thursday, and I'm going to be suggesting that I think our thing of polling everybody is maybe not quite working, and so I may ask the LSB to name some dates so that we just nail the dates down, because we're also running into a situation where here and there we're running out of space at the radio station, because right now we've got the July-thon going on, and some theater groups have come in, and the other space is mostly taken, and so now space is at a premium, so I want to try and make it so we can plan ahead of it. So meeting space will also be for us.
Do you want us to come in? Okay. Yikes. All right. Well, thank you for the check-in. That brings us to D.C. I'm sorry. Alex. Alex, was there any... Yeah. Alex, was there anything that you wanted to add to what R. Paul said?
No, I think that's a pretty accurate description of progress toward the budget so far. There hasn't been very much, but there's nothing more to say about it.
Okay, any questions before we move on?
Yeah, Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
It sounds like unless extraordinary progress is made next month, and the NFC will probably be writing the budget for WBAI. Does that sound reasonable?
Maybe. I hope not. But it's certainly within the realm of possibility.
I am hoping not also. At this point, I think that since we have the audit done at last, I think maybe we'll be getting some stuff, some documents that will allow us to move forward. I think
that WBAI is not going to be doing a lot of very small, minute detail, not a whole lot of granularity, I suspect, on this particular budget process, but we certainly ought to be able to go over the big numbers in time to get something going here, I think.
Okay. All right. Any other questions about New York? All right. Marcus, we'll move on to D.C.
I'm sorry, Ken, I was on mute. I'm sorry for falling behind. What is the, when does your lease expire?
December 31st.
Thank you.
All right, Marcus, you're up for D.C.
This is Barbara. I joined the call about 5 minutes ago.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome. Marcus, are you here? Was here. Well, okay. Stuff happens. Campbell, would you like to give us your update?
Madam Chair, I think that since we had holiday last week, I did not get any, as I can recall, and I've been having huge amounts of ISP problems, but I do not recall getting any notice of a rescheduling of our finance committee meeting. I do know that our GM had indicated last month at our meeting that he would have a budget prepared by the end of that month. So I haven't seen one from him, but I would expect that if it hasn't been done, that it is perhaps in the offing. That's all I can say.
Okay. Any questions for Campbell?
Oh, by the way, our lease expires December
31. Who just joined?
Marcus.
Oh,
Marcus, you're here. We were up to you. Give us your budget version of reality.
Nothing to report. I did have a back-and-forth email with our general manager yesterday, and I asked him to please send me something for today's meeting so I could report some progress, and I have not heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
So I will. We have our meeting. We have our LSB meeting tomorrow, and I will speak to him personally and encourage him to try to help us with our deadlines and to move forward. But I don't know what to say. I mean, he's not sending me anything and he's not communicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, not
okay.
A good report.
We might make the city aware that the general manager was really tied up with the transmitter and the fact that there was no power at the transmitter all of last week. And he has.
Arlene is very correct.
Yeah, he has notified me that he has actually worked out a potential deal with American University for getting on their generator. He managed to get them back up to power, not up to power, but at very low power last Monday. So, as he told me this morning when I talked to him, he said, Arlene, I have just lost an entire week. And that's really what happened because I talked to him every day last week.
Right. I agree with Arlene 100%.
Okay, so we've heard from Marcus, we've heard from Campbell, we've heard from Carlene. Are there any questions about PFW from anybody else on the committee? Okay.
Bill,
yes,
I guess
Bill, go ahead.
One question I had for WBAI, does it look like that the NFC will be writing the budget for WPFW if you can't get another LSB approved budget this month? Well, yeah, you or Campbell, I guess, or both.
Okay. Can you restate, please? I'm sorry. I didn't get it.
Well, you know, our timeline.
WBAI, Bill.
We're
talking about WPFW.
I know, but I said the same thing as what I applied to WBAI would, for WPFW, mm-hmm. would It was the same question, in other words. I asked for WBAI the same thing, since unless the LSB can get an approved budget by the end of July, then that means it's going to fall to the NFC to develop a budget for the station. Do you think that will happen, or do you think the LSB will be able to get an approved budget for WPSW this month?
This is Marcus. I think we still can get it done. We'll have to have a bunch of meetings instead of one a week, one a month for the Finance Committee. And I am still hopeful and encouraged that we'll get it done, and we'll certainly do everything to make that happen. Because we don't want you guys to make our budget.
Nothing personal, but we're glad to hear that.
This is Campbell.
Yeah,
I think
go ahead.
I agree. I think that we can have it done. In years past, we've had special meetings for approval of budgets, and so that shouldn't be a problem. And I think that the exigencies that we're facing may be somewhat difficult, and I don't know how we will stand in terms of any adjustments that would need to be made that would involve union negotiations, how we would stand with the union negotiation. But we could, you know, I'm sure that we would be in a position to provide a budget as to whether it would be a thoroughly vetted budget, let me say that. It would have the LSB okay, but I don't know whether we would have a union okay on it at this point.
Okay. Thank you. Of course, that's always a moving target, and we'll have to see kind of where we are. But thank you for your efforts in the direction of getting it done on time. Hopefully we'll get there.
Okay. With that, we're going to go to Houston, and this may bring us to a meeting question. So, Jim, if you could just give us the update.
We have our LSE meeting tomorrow, and the approval of the budget passed by the Budget and Finance Committee is on the agenda for tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes, and if it passes, then it'll be ready for a submission to this committee.
Bill, do you have anything to add?
Well, just that, you know, we don't have the figures yet for income for June yet, and the May figure showed significantly lower than budget listener support. And of course, that was during fund drive, and I know, of course, although it took place when it was planned when we were budgeting. So I'm hoping we'll have an increase in listener support in June. Perhaps the budget numbers were shifted a month or not. If not, we may end up having to make some adjustments, you know, after the LSB approves it. But we won't know that till we get the June figures.
This is Jim. We had a fund drive right at the end of the month, and having a split month showing the listener support, it was just normal that we'll have a larger increase for June as far as listener support, and it should cover that. If you look at the year to date, it's pretty consistent with what we expected.
Okay. I mean, speaking for, you know, the committee's process, basically, of course, we'll take a serious look at the LSB-approved budget. Bill, if you have arguments to make regarding modifications that you think might have to happen as a result of figures that came in June, you bring them to the committee and we'll look at them.
Yeah,
and
hopefully
that's Yeah, that's a normal process.
Okay, so here's a question for us. I think that
faded away, Tracy.
I think that if we have an LSB-approved budget prior to July 19th, that it would be our responsibility as the NFC to review it and, if possible, pass it. I also don't want to rush because I hear Bill's concern about, you know, waiting for some June figures, although my guess is we will have the June figures fairly soon because we're already in July 10th. So the question is, do we want to plan on reviewing this budget if it does, in fact, make it through the LSB prior to the 19th? Or are we, as a committee, content not to meet again? Well, it seems to me we're going to have to meet again because we have extensions to deal with. but would we be looking at wanting to meet on the 17th, or would we want to meet on the 31st in order to make decisions regarding extensions that we are and aren't going to grant? I think I think that we could do either. The advantage of meeting next Tuesday is that if Houston's budget is LSB approved, we could potentially pitch it through to the PNB. But Bill and Jim, if you think that's not good timing, we could default to the 31st. We wouldn't be meeting again until August 14th in the normal schedule, and I think that's too late.
Is there any chance any of the other stations would have one approved by the 31st? We could do them at the same time then?
It's possible.
Berkeley meets on August 4th is when we're expecting.
Berkeley is not intending to, from what I understand.
Soon after the 31st.
Yeah, but not by the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
OPRA, possibly? I don't know.
Well, we haven't gotten to their review. Kim, can you answer that quickly? Do you think there's any scenario for an LSB-approved budget by the 30th, or not so likely? Kim?
Well, I can answer that. This is Ken. I heard that potentially Santa Claus was going to get married to the Easter Bunny. If that happens,
okay,
then we'll get a budget. Other than
gotcha.
That, no.
Only in LA.
All right. So if you're asking me, Bill, I think not necessarily is it advantageous to wait until the 31st because we could scoop up more budgets is what I'm hearing. I mean, we hope,
okay,
but I'm not necessarily hearing that.
Okay.
So do you think the 17th is too soon to look at Houston's budget? Do you want to wait until more figures are in, or are you willing to pitch it to the NFC?
I assume we'll have the figures from June by the 17th.
We can get the June figures. We just can't get them. We really aren't closed until the 10th of the month as far as the June figures. So, we should have them by the 17th. We probably won't even have them by tomorrow for the LSB meeting.
Okay, well, so let's see. So what we're pitting against each other is getting the one budget that we have through the PNB or meeting on the 31st, which has advantages because we do technically have to grant extensions or not grant extensions, which I guess we should formally do by committee, and the 17th may be a bit early with some of these situations like Washington and flux. So given all that, maybe the 31st is the best option. It's kind of a waste of the in-person in terms of budget approval, but we may not have a choice.
We could go ahead and schedule a meeting on the 17th and just cancel it if we don't have the information by then.
Rather not do that. That's holding a lot of people hostage.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we plan on the 31st, because I do think the extension process is important. We have to respect our own process. And at that point, we will know what budgets we have and what budgets we don't have in concrete terms. And I don't think we're going to know on the 17th. I think there's too many things in play. So could people calendar the 31st for a meeting?
Sounds good.
And I will get it on the KPFTX schedule. Let's see, is the day actually open? I mean, we'll punt somebody else out of the way if we have to, but hopefully we don't have to.
It's open. The 17th isn't. But the 31st is open.
31st is open.
It actually has elections, but the 31st is open.
We generally meet on Tuesday, so I think what we'll do is take the 31st as the Tuesday. I think that's probably less intrusive to people's schedules than switch days, unless somebody are there people that really, really can't make the 31st?
Well, that's the fifth Tuesday, so it's unlikely there's anybody scheduling for it.
There's nothing on.
Oh, you know what? I have a conflict that day. The rest of you can meet. It's the primary runoff election here in Texas, and I'm going to be working at the polls. But you probably don't necessarily need me.
We'll miss you, Bill. I mean, you know, but
you could call in.
Jim can represent us.
Yeah. Is it possible for you to call in?
Probably not. I'm going to be an election judge, and I'll be closing up the polls and everything. So it's maybe the last half of the meeting, possibly. But I'll probably be tied up till at least through the first half.
Okay. Anybody else have a conflict? Anybody have a conflict for Monday the 30th? And I guess I should ask.
Yes. But have we scheduled the next frat meeting?
We have not, but it would not be meeting on the fifth Monday.
Because it would be the one before that, but that's the PNB.
The frat actually chopped itself down to
once a month. Oh, that's right, for once a month.
So I think we're out of the woods. Well, if no one has a conflict for Monday the 30th, maybe that makes more sense. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and schedule a finance committee meeting.
Okay.
For which?
So we're agreeing that July 30th is the next meeting.
I think so. If there's a day with one person conflicted and a day with no person conflicted, we should pick the day with no person conflicted. So since nobody spoke up, I think we're going to do the Monday, July 30th, and it will be at 5:30. California time, 8:30 New York time. Okay, cool. All right, so going around the horn, and we will definitely have Houston's budget and whatever else comes down the pike by then. So continuing down the horn, that gets us to L.A., and we will start with Kim.
I've not gotten the budget. From management, I don't know when I will. We had our finance committee last week. The LSB meets the 28th after the PNB. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have another finance committee scheduled until after the LSB. So I don't know when I'm going to get a budget, if I'm going to get a budget. That's all I know. Anything else, Ken? Ken, do you have anything to add?
I'm sorry, I had to take a call for a second. We don't have the budget, and I'm wondering, it seems like all these budgets keep coming in late. It's like the GMs and the business managers they don't like making budgets. It's not that difficult a task. But it's just, I personally feel around the network, there's got to be some discipline put in. If people don't come through with materials, there's got to be some consequences. Otherwise, they just fail to perform repeatedly.
Well, I guess.
I mean, everybody's always got an excuse. It was raining. There was an earthquake. I was in a fund drive. Something happened. You have a job to do. You do the job. You make a budget. We're not getting a budget. It's like then it falls on our head. We're governance. We're not management. So I really feel there should be disciplinary action. They can give people bonuses if they turn them in early. You've got to give them reprimands if they don't come through on time. And we don't have a budget for KPFK.
And we don't even have a really good excuse either, you know.
Oh, Kim, wait to be called on. You already did your report.
Okay, so I'm done.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, back around the horn to Berkeley.
Well, our business manager is working on the budget, and we have not seen a copy for us yet. But and in spite of the fact that people don't like to hear excuses, I will say that currently, and I think she finished today finally, there's quite a lot to do to have month-end close done, plus payroll. And our payroll has been very time-consuming with many errors committed by the payroll company and lots of time spent correcting them. And the people who are receiving checks will certainly verify that. It's been very frustrating for everyone. So that's been an extra time-consuming thing that has intervened, and I feel confident that we have put out three dates for LSB members to come in and review the budget materials with the assumptions with the business manager, and I'm at this point very certain we're going to have a budget to present to the LSB, in fact maybe two versions, on August 4th.
Okay. Yeah, this is Tracy. I don't really have anything to add. I sure was hoping we would get a draft budget on Saturday, but we
didn't.
So
was I.
So we don't have it. Okay, any questions from the rest of the committee?
This is Kim.
Okay, Kim?
I got my financials from my business manager today on June 10th, which was, it's been a while since I've gotten it on the 10th, so I'm sort of like not sure why other stations are so, you know, like behind. I don't know. Like,
this is Arlene.
Arlene.
They should have all been finished yesterday, so you getting them today, Kim, was perfectly timely. Yesterday was the fifth business day in this month, so that's when they're supposed to be closed. But I know for at least two stations that's not the case, and my guess is that it's true for three.
Bill for the stack.
Bill, go ahead.
Just looking at the budget timeline, and, you know, May 31st is the deadline for the GMs and business managers, in collaboration with local finance and budget committees and CFO, to generate draft station budgets and submit them to the CFO for review. So we're not just talking about a few days delay. I mean, this should have been done by the end of May. So I agree with Ken. I don't know. It just seems like the GMs or business managers are just, you know, this isn't a priority for them.
I agree with Bill
Kim,
and Ken.
Ken, ask to be on the
stack. Sorry. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, I just agree with them. This is not okay.
I make a motion. I'd like to just Ken to the stack.
Our Paul, too.
Our Paul was on the stack first. Let's go to our Paul, then we'll go to Ken.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, BAI, you know, we got stuff going on, but I don't know. However, it's interesting that basically almost the entire foundation, all the stations, but one maybe, are having the same thing happen. So this is disturbing and interesting all at the same time. And it certainly looks like a serious problem in the offing here.
Mm-hmm.
Kim did a stack.
I think Ken was next, although it sounds like he's going to fling out a motion, which could, of course, derail the whole thing. But go ahead, Ken. We may need to put your motion somewhere else, but.
I was going to recommend that the executive director file a reprimand in the folders of the GMs and business managers that are more than 60 days late on delivering a budget. Wait a minute. It was due May?
May 31.
May 31. That are more than 30 days late. So it should have come like June 30th, and we're in July. Okay, well, let's say 60 days late. That hasn't happened yet. So I'd say, I recommend the motion is that recommend that the ED file reprimands in the personnel folders of the GMs and business managers that are more than 60 days late with delivering a budget.
Kim to the stack, I'd like to amend that.
Okay, hold on just a second, guys. We will take the motion. We may end up getting it out of this agenda item and putting it somewhere else, but we will deal with the motion.
Let me read what I have.
I kind of don't want to get totally derailed off the agenda. Okay, Kim, what's your amendment?
Let it be 30 days, because now it's been over 30 days. We missed the Finance Committee. We're not going to have another Finance Committee until next month. And, you know, I don't know if he's planning on slipping it into the LSB without it going to the Finance Committee. No, 30 days. We don't have an excuse. There's no excuse. Last year we were late because he was new. We have no excuse this year other than he just hasn't done it. You know, that's... There's no excuse.
Okay, so we have a motion and an amendment on the floor. We're supposed to be talking about community events, financial transparency, interstation transfers, blah, blah, blah. Why don't we give it about 10 minutes to see if we can deal with this motion, because it's only 6:20. If we can't resolve it by 6:30, then we may need to call the agenda and go forward. But we'll give it 10 minutes for discussion. Okay, hold on a second, Ken. Let's give it about 10 minutes for discussion on the amendment, the original motion, et cetera, and see where we can go. Is there anyone who wants to speak to either the motion or the amendment who hasn't spoken yet?
Well, could I make sure I've got it written down right?
You can. Is there anyone else who wants to speak on the motion?
Well, Bill, I want to say something else, too.
Okay.
Actually,
anybody
I haven't
spoken
else? On the
motion. Okay. Let's go to...
Arlene, too.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, so let's go to R. Paul first.
Okay, yeah, I'm just reading, making sure I have the motion right. The motion I have it is, recommend that the executive director file reprimands in folders of general managers and business managers who are more than 60 days late in providing budgets. And then there's an amendment to make that 30 days late. Is that right?
Is that right?
Personnel folders.
Personnel folders, okay.
Okay. So we have the motion clarified. Bill wanted to speak to it. Bill, go ahead.
Well, I think 60 days is too long, because that one day later is the day, July 31st, that the LSBs are supposed to have approved the budgets. But I was going to say that there is, you know, a slight out for the GMs and business managers, because in the timeline, it says in collaboration with the local finance/budget committees and CFO, are supposed to generate the draft station budget. So if the local finance and budget committees weren't doing their thing, that could explain a little bit of the detail. But I still think they should do it. If they should do it without the local budget finance committees, if the local budget finance committees aren't operating for some reason,
Kim to
like
the stack.
Possibly in New York.
Kim to the stack.
Alex to the stack.
Okay. I heard you guys. Bill, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Arlene, followed by Alex, then we'll go back to Kim and Bill for seconds. To Kim and Ken for seconds. Arlene, you're up.
Okay. I will say, first of all, that I commend you all for, you know, really trying to get budgets going on time. I was really proud of the efforts last year, and I will be happy to ride herd strongly on the managers at this point and ask them to deal with the business managers. I do have a problem with every time we turn around a committee on the board saying, oh, we want to see you put all of a sudden the words...
A reprimand
in the manager's files because they didn't do something last week. My understanding was that this was really something that was between the local finance committee and the manager to make happen. And as I say, I will be happy to immediately send out notice to the managers and then to follow up on it very shortly in person with each of them and at the manager's meeting on Thursday. But I really think that we're beginning to cross the boundaries between governance and management.
Alex, you're next.
Yes, I kind of agree with Arlene's last point. I know in the WBAI situation, I don't I don't know if anybody has actually asked the general manager to get out the budget without the input from the finance committee. I think he was expecting the finance committee to do something. And the finance committee is not functioning very well on at VAI. I think if we want to go ahead and just ask the general manager to get out a budget, I think that could be done fairly quickly. But it would be at this point without the input from the finance committee. So I don't think these kind of disciplinary matters is the way to get things done. They may let people blow off steam, but they're not going to accomplish very much in the long run.
Tracy, for the stack, I heard R. Paul. Kim and Ken want to go second. Okay, let's go R. Paul, me then, Kim and Ken. R. Paul?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should point out, at BAI, we have had a draft budget for a while. The problem is there are other things we're trying to get, and we're not seeing them. Not all of them are things that we expect to get from local management. So that's our thing. We have, in other words, we have gotten the budget, but we don't have things like a cash flow and other stuff to see how it looks, see how realistic this budget will be. Now, there's an audit out, so that will be helpful, but some of the cash flow stuff would really be good.
Okay. All right, let's go to Kim and to Ken.
Okay, and Arlene has a point on the cash flow issue.
Okay, I'll put myself at the end. Kim?
I pass. Okay, Kim, go ahead.
I think it's unfortunate that we do have to do these kinds of motions, but unfortunately, nobody else is. So I understand Ken's desire to have some kind of boundaries here, as opposed to, oh, well, they're late. Now, the KPFK is not like WBAI. I have asked the general manager for the last 2 months, last two finance committees, saying, do you have a budget for us? I would love to work with him on it, but I am not going to do the budget. He handed me a month ago a budget with $300,000 fantasy listener revenue for next year. And I did send that back and say, please get it to a reasonable amount to start with, and he sent me the same thing before this last meeting. So this is not negotiating or working with the Finance Committee in good faith. I am not going to make his budget. I'm just not. He has to do the tough decisions and the tough work. So to say it's, KPFK's Finance Committee that's non-functional is completely not correct. And I don't know any other way to start having some semblance of there are rules and guidelines, and they have to be adhered to unless there's some catastrophe, which there is not. So I guess that's it.
Okay. Ken, do you still want to be on the stack?
Yeah, I'll just make a very short 30 seconds timing. There's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with the concept of accountability. A reprimand does, if you want to consider it a verbal assault, that's fine. The world is tough. That's the way it is. You have to demand compliance. You will not get it. Pushing the responsibility for the lack of performance to all these different quarters, like the LSB or the CFO or so forth, it just gives us non-performance. You have to hold somebody accountable. They have to deliver the product, and they get a reprimand. Maybe it's not that bad. It doesn't matter. And they get reprimands, and they get accolades, and and it goes in their personnel folder. How many times have we had problems handling personnel because there's no trail of accountability? We get to a position where, we can't get rid of this person. They've been there for 10 years doing nothing, stopping everything. But we can't discipline them or we can't do anything because there's no record, there's no trail. We need accountability. It's okay. The world has black and white in it, good and bad. You know, there's reprimands and accolades. So we need to, there's nothing wrong with it. And this is just a recommendation to the ED to file reprimands. And it seems like there's a consensus to go 30 days.
Okay.
But you're asking at a point that's already past 30 days. You know, I still say I thought this was something that was handled between the LSB and the general manager. If I have to be playing policeman on it, I'll do it. But it would be nice if you would ask me and say we're not getting any cooperation. Please, would you ask our manager or tell our manager that we've got to have a meeting?
I'll adhere
to it. But if you're going to put me in the role of a policeman every day, you're going to set me up in a position where I can't work with my general managers. I don't object to disciplining them when they have it coming. But I have yet to get a compliment for almost any of the general managers from anybody on the PNB. I mean, it's so rare, and yet these people on the whole are working very hard.
Okay, this is Tracy. I'm going to jump in here somewhat reluctantly. I think that the motion is overbroad. I think there are many reasons why budgets are late. I think some of them are totally inadequate. I think some of them may be understandable. The situation at all five stations is not identical. And I think there's a lack of discernment in the motion about the particular circumstances at each station. In other words, I think that's entirely appropriate behavior at some stations. I think it may be less appropriate at other stations. I'm a little worried that it's a bit too blunt an instrument. What I would do is remind the committee that we have an instrument. We have a deadline called July 30th or 31st, the end of the month. And at the end of that month, we can take any budget and simply take it in whatever state that it's in and do what needs to be done to get it to a finished budget for approval for the PNB. We have that instrument. It's been approved by the PNB. We can use it. It's meant to be a remedy to some of the problems that people are reporting and that we're experiencing. The disciplinary matters to me are personnel matters. I think that it's important to state that personnel matters need to be handled responsibly, and I would certainly hope that in some situations that is an action that the ED would and should take. But I'm not entirely sure that a blunt instrument motion from this committee that we would then pass up to the PNB is the most effective way for that to happen. What I think concerns this is that the budgets get done on time, and I think we have an existing instrument to make sure that that happens. Anyway, that's my 2 cents. Does anybody else want to talk, or are we ready for a vote?
Well, Ms. Bill, I just kind of have a question. I assume we are going to stick with that July 31st deadline. That's my major concern, because last year and previous years, we've let it slip and give stations more and more time, and then we get hit with a whole bunch of them in September, and there's no way we can do them all. So that's what I'm worried about.
What I would say is that's up to the committee, and if you're making a speech for strictness, then that's certainly a position that you can advocate, and hopefully the committee will back you up on it. And that's what we'll be doing on the 30th, right?
Thank you. Thanks.
This is Barbara.
Okay.
I'll just repeat what I said earlier about the fact that our expected vote date is August 4th.
Yep, understood. Okay. Well, it sounds like at this point we are ready for a vote. We'll vote on the amendment first and then on the motion. Paul, do you want to read the amendment?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Or the motion as amended is, I guess, what I should be saying.
Well, we haven't amended. I'll read
the hypothetical motion as amended.
What I'll do is I'll read the main motion and I'll read the amendment, and then we'll vote on the amendment, I guess. That way it's understandable. The main motion is we recommend to the executive that the executive director file reprimands in personnel folders, in the personnel folders of general managers and business managers who are more than 60 days late in providing budgets. The amendment would make that we file though recommend those be filed if they're more than 30 days late in providing budgets. So the amendment is to make it 30 days instead of 60 days.
Okay, so we'll start with a roll call on the amendment, which is the 60 days to 30 days.
Right. Ken Aaron.
No.
Jim Boyd.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Sorry, I want to abstain on the amendment.
Marcus Jeter.
I'll abstain.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
I'm going to vote no on my own amendment because I think this is not well thought out yet.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tracy Rosenberg.
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
Abstain.
LeVarn Williams. Okay. The vote is 0-4, 6 against, 4 abstentions.
Okay. The amendment fails. Let's move to a vote on the full motion, on the main motion, as originally put out. Our Paul, can you read it one more time?
Yeah, give me one second. Okay, the motion reads, we recommend that the executive director file reprimands in the personnel folders of general managers and business managers who are more than 60 days late in providing budgets. Okay, Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman? Kim Kaufman?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Marple Martin, pass. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to abstain.
Alex Steinberg?
I'm going to abstain.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
LeVarn Williams, going back to me. I'm going to vote no on this one. All right. The vote is 5-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.
Mm-hmm. I didn't add it. Is it passed or not? I can't do the math.
Yes. Yes. Five. 5-2-3 and 2 extensions.
So this is Kim Nusak.
Yes, Kim.
What is the procedure now with this?
The procedure with this now is that this is a direct recommendation from the Finance Committee to the ED. We are certainly free to pass it on to the PNB. The PNB will not meet again until the in-person meeting, but I can place it on the agenda.
I thought you had a phone meeting. You don't?
We don't have a phone meeting scheduled until the in-person. So it would go on the agenda. In the meantime, the ED is certainly free to accept the recommendation and act on it.
Well.
And that's up to her.
Is Kim still on the
That staff? Said, I don't believe that budgets would be 60 days late until July 31st. Because the date they requested to be in is May 31st, so June, July.
Yeah,
so the motion would not be actionable until the end of the month. So
okay, but I think that my point is, And the reason I voted down my own amendment is because I do believe that if there is this kind of motion or, action that results in, you know, something negative, that they need to be warned that you know, before. Like, if you don't do this, this is what will happen. So, that's what I think needs to happen.